In any case, I was inspired to read Richard III by hearing it referred to on the radio as a play that had a powerful woman in it. And so I checked it out. And I discovered that Richard III is a, I don't know of a Shakespeare play that isn't, a rich example of how power uses words to control us. It comes up all the time. And yet we never hear its significance as a tactic discussed for us. For how do we get, how do we the people get past these sad guys when they control the words, the thoughts in our heads, and they whisper in our ears over the airwaves, fix the state, fix the state. You can make democracy real. You know the things we get told over and over. And it's a complex issue. What I'm saying is we have to go into it eyes open. Just like I believe it was critical that Barack got reelected. I'm long ago when I took a class in Marxist thought, I think it was my first introduction to Marx, and he was a Marxist, the guy who taught it. And he said, the only difference between, because he uses the word capital, that's because Marxists do, and I did too, until I discovered Popper and got deeper into the whole history of power. And anyway, he said the only difference between Democrats and Republicans is that Democrats want to protect domestic workers, because of course they use that word too, I don't, and exploit foreign workers, and Republicans just want to exploit everybody. That was a pretty good working definition. But my point is, we are not being served by the folks over the airways. I think I say that once or twice, huh? Anyway, controlling what we can think is power's chief tactic. They control us with words. And rationalism is how they rob us of them, because they strip us of our belief in our heart, what our heart tells us. Now, in Richard III, which I'm still laboriously stepping my way through, as the notes in the back are a necessary accompaniment to the main themes, one of the first things I find myself pondering, possibly because I'm also simultaneously reading Christopher Fry's The Lady's Knot for Burning, is the notion of the witch. Because it seems to be a person who can see the truth writ in acts, the acts of power, whoever manifests it, and is not conned by mere words. Like, I love you. I'm not a big fan of, well, oh my goodness, I might as well at this point, only 5 minutes left. But there is that line in a 007 film of long ago with Pierce Brosnan, when he reunites with this woman who was a flame in the old days, and he says, why did you marry him? This sociopath. And she goes, he said, I love you. He goes, that always sounds good. I had to laugh. It's like, open up. We got to open our eyes. Look around you. You know, feel that with your hands. Touch it. You know, the truth is writ in their acts for all to see. Trust, they are organized and they don't care about us.